Dobrý den to anyone listening from Czech.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den. Yeah, I have to excuse my rot, but we are, the British are notoriously famous for, well, and with relatively good cause, for being very bad tourists. But so I think we're just about all plugged in and sorted out, so we're going to get the show started off now. Monokinetic is, well, we're here with him, in fact, in the hospitality he's providing us in his flat. What sort of stuff are you going to play us tonight? I think
I'm going to play some old classics. Some classic-y classics. Nothing particularly new. Well, a couple of new tunes at the end, I think I'll play. But yeah, for the beginning will be some old classics, a few different projects I've been working on, with Monokinetic and VRN, and then some things done with Tamon as well, your resident Japanese lover.
I hate the Japanese.
You hate the Japanese? Yeah, they are very overrated. You ate the Japanese? No wonder there's no food left.
You're going to play off Traktor, but what are you actually making sort of this kind of stuff on?
The tunes, they're mostly made on Cubase with a sampler, and then a mad piece of equipment called a capybara, or Kima, depending on who you speak to. It's a mad little one. Well, not been little, it's bloody heavy, actually. It's a great big box full of DSPs, which mangle up your audio in real time and generally do horrible, horrible things to sound, which really shouldn't be done by anybody under the age of 21. So if anybody's listening and they're under the age of 21, like, please put your hands over your ears when any of the really horrible bits come in, because you're not really supposed to be listening to that. Tell them what a capybara is. Well, a capybara is actually a rodent, but I haven't got a rodent plugged into my computer. I tried, first of all, because it was cheaper, but I had the wrong connection on me capybara. So I had to get the really, like, proper digital one in a box, which was a bit more boring, really. The real live one was much better, with, like, fur and that and nice little teeth and lived in some sand. But to be honest, the noises were pretty limited. Like, you just had to sort of put some electricity into it and it'd squeak a bit. But, you know, not really that experimental, to be perfectly honest. After a few times of doing it, it gets a bit boring. So, yeah, I went and bought a real capybara, which is a box, a great big black box with a blue light on it, a whole blue light. And huge amounts of processing power in it, so you can put all your sounds in, muck about with them in real time, and take them back out again sounding even more horrible than they were before.
It has the look of that kind of piece, that kind of style of audio equipment, where really the amateur just really has no idea how you get into it in any respect.
Well, I'm an amateur as well.
Front.
It's just a great big black box with a blue light. Every good house needs one, to be perfectly honest. If anybody's out there and they've got, you know, sort of like 19-inch rack space free, I'd really recommend, you know, just getting a capybara to... Yeah, just to take up the space. Well, you don't need to use it, don't even turn it on, you know, but just to take up the space. Looks good, like most of these things.
Excellent. Also, we're wishing, although slightly a day after the date, a very happy birthday to...
Oh,
Dave.
No, don't talk about me being old.
Yeah. Getting older by the day.
Yeah, and that's why the music's so boring and slow now, because it's just, I'm so old. I just make a nice fluffy ambient with, you know, whale noises and a little bit of Britney. I think Nick was talking about having some Britney Spears in there, wasn't it? I thought about doing Britney Spears remixes years before Nick had felt his little young whippersnapper, young upstart.
Okay, then I think we're gonna get Dave down to the... if only you could see the... although we will actually, we're going to shove some pictures of this evening here, but we're going to get Dave on.
You are listening to Hill FM.
human emotions such as rage and pity. They are calculating machines.
Survive are the only ones worth surviving.
technology. Name me one.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. You're listening to
illfm.net.
Don't touch that guy.
Banana! 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 Okay, that was Monokinetic, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you direct from the Czech Republic. Monokinetic is also our host for this evening, so I'd like to thank him for that.